Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. We look forward to your inquiry, your questions and comments in relationship to the issue of the day. Let me remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. We do not base our decisions, our discussion, on denominational dogma. We do not base the discussion, decision, what we talk about, on political rhetoric. We do not base our analysis on what is found in the philosophical area of society. We do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, the book that I call the truth book. Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus makes a declaratory statement when he says, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture reminds us that the truth of the Lord endures forever. It is not ever a time, there's never a time when the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth of the Word of God, there's not a time in history past or history present or history future that it shall not be truth, indelibly so. But the problem today, ladies and gentlemen, if I can make a quick transition, is that George Orwell, the secularist, said it so aptly when he said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find today in society major, major, mega tectonic changes taking place in the alignment of nations. We find some of that identified for us in the scripture. We're going to talk about it today as we talk about watching the final countdown, watching the final countdown. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the absence of truth as we look at the scripture. It's the absence of truth when we listen to the political rhetoric. It's the absence of truth when we watch anything on the Communist Network news, because simply put, they cannot find truth, cannot describe truth. But we can go to the Word of God and find truth. But we have a serious error that permeates society today, because the latest survey shows that the millennials, age 15, 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% say that each person determines their own version of truth. This perhaps is the reason we have the leaking of hundreds of documents called the Pentagon Papers. We're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about what's happening in Israel with the neighbors on all sides coming against the little postage stamp portion of real estate on the face of God's earth called Israel, the apple of God's eye, watching the neighboring nations coming against Israel. Is that something we should be concerned about? Is that a sign that we see identified in the scripture? Is it something that is very, very clear in what God is doing in these last days? We need to go back to the truth of the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said this: "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, it's now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious, somber, but yet exciting subject today. We're talking about eschatological truth, biblical prophetic truth, as we see leaping off the headlines of the papers, leaping off the headlines of the talking heads on the news media, the newsreel, by way of television on a global basis. We're talking about today watching the final countdown, the final countdown. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in what I call a very scary world, yet it's an exciting time to live. There's not been a century past where Christians have been able to witness the fulfillment of the prophetic text as quickly as we are in America and around the world today. We're watching the prophetic text, the eschatological truth of the Word of God, leaping off the pages of the Bible and coming to fruition before our eyes. We're watching God's prophetic clock counting down. The Bible warns us that in the final days, we will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Then the scripture says also in Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7, "See that you be not troubled. For all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching it count down to the close of this old world as we know it. I believe that we're living in the last of the last days. I believe that we're witnessing God's hand at work in these last days. I believe we're witnessing what you would call the prophetic eschatological text of the scripture leaping off the pages of the Bible. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear your dialogue. Love to hear your questions and comments in relationship to the very serious global events that are taking place at this moment, the very serious eschatological things that are happening in the world today. I believe it's time that we as Christians in particular sit up, take notice, and recognize that God's at work. I believe it's time that the world recognizes that God's going to have his way regardless of what the world does, regardless of what the Joe Biden administration and others say, regardless of what Xi in China says or does, regardless of what Putin in Russia says or does, regardless of what Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong, whatever his name is, in North Korea, whatever he does, it makes no difference. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the pieces of the eschatological prophetic puzzle fall into place, being placed there by the hand of God each and every moment of each and every day. We're witnessing God at work. Now, I understand that secular mind doesn't see it. I understand that Joe Biden doesn't recognize it. In fact, Joe doesn't know what nation he's in today. He doesn't know what state he's in most of the time. Jill is with him most of the time, giving him his cues or answering the questions for him or filling in the blanks for him while he searches for his cue cards to understand what he's supposed to say or do next. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the focused prophetic things that's taking place as we speak is that which is happening in the nation of Israel. And then secondly, we're going to look at what is taking place with the spillage of the distribution of highly classified documents, not in Mar-a-Lago, in President Trump's closet, not in Joe Biden's garage with his Corvette parked there, not in former Vice President Pence's office, but I'm talking about top secret classified military grade documents, over 100 of them, that have been spewed out all over the internet, which has resulted in our enemies knowing what we know about them and our allies being angry with us because, as a nation, we've been spying on them. South Korea, for example, is a little bit out of shape right now with America because they've discovered that we've been spying on them. And ladies and gentlemen, with all of that being said and done, we're on the very cusp. We're on the very edge. We're on the very starting point of World War III. I've said that for over a year, about a year and a quarter now. When the Ukrainian-Russian war broke out in Ukraine, I said then, and I've said dozens if not hundreds of times on the broadcast since then, that we're witnessing the spark having been lit, the match having been struck, the starting of World War III on a global basis. And I base that not on philosophical rhetoric. I base that not on some military inside knowledge, but I base it on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, things taking place in Israel that's very similar to what took place in 1948 when they became a nation. It was 1948 when Israel became a nation. And from that point forward, ladies and gentlemen, there's been jihad all around the nation of Israel. In fact, you can go back to 1947 when the United Nations adopted the resolution. It was called Resolution 181, known as the Partition Plan, which sought to divide the British Mandate of Palestine into Arab and Jewish states. Then it was on May 14, 1948, ladies and gentlemen, when Israel became a nation. After 2,500 years of being in what's called diaspora, that is, diaspora, that is, separation or away from the nation, after 2,500 years of being a dead nation with the Jewish people scattered to the four corners of the earth, after 2,500 years, ladies and gentlemen, Israel was reconstituted as a nation. And on May 14, 1948, the state of Israel was created, and immediately the jihadists, the first Arab-Israeli war took place. And ladies and gentlemen, the war ended in 1949 with Israel's victory. That was the first war. There's been about six or seven. And an ongoing war. There's never been a time since May 14, 1948. There's never been a time in Israel's history there's not been a skirmish or a battle or weapons being fired or missiles being fired or grenades being fired into Israel to try to eviscerate Israel. And the Palestinians, as they're called, and by the way, there's no such ethnic group of people known as Palestinians, no such thing, does not exist. It's the jihadist Arabs. It is the Islamic jihadist as a result of trying to destroy Israel when it was birthed, 750,000 of them were displaced and the territory was divided into three parts, the state of Israel, the West Bank, that is west of Jordan River, and Gaza Strip. And ladies and gentlemen, those are three major divisions of the nation of Israel. And over the following years, ladies and gentlemen, after that, tensions have been very, very high between Israel, Jordan, Syria, Iran, Egypt. Ladies and gentlemen, I can go on and on and on with the historical background of the nation of Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, it is something that we need to understand and recognize that Israel is the focus of the global political agenda today. Israel is the focus of all the Middle East. And today, Gaza and Lebanon and Syria and Iran all surround Israel with missiles and drones and jets and bombs and targeting Israel to wipe them off the face of the map. today, ladies and gentlemen. You can read in on the newsprint. You can watch online news. Just Google the war in Israel, and you will find dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens, maybe even I could say hundreds of articles that are identifying what's taking place. But if you read anything behind CNN News, CNN News says it's Israel's fault, that Israel is terrorizing the Palestinians, that Israel is trying to destroy the Palestinians, that it's Israel that's killing the women and children of the Palestinians. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The spark point for the latest skirmishes taking place in Israel started on the El-Aqsa Mosque Temple Mount, where the jihadist, the Islamic jihadists, have their mosque, and they go into worship. But generally speaking, the Jewish people are allowed on the Temple Mount to have their evening prayers. But as of late, the Islamic jihadists have locked themselves in the mosque with grenades and rocks and other war paraphernalia to attack the Jewish people if they try to come to the Temple Mount to worship. As a result of that, the Israeli military and police forces then surrounded the Temple Mount and basically, for the first time that I know of in my lifetime, entered the El-Aqsa Mosque and raided the mosque and killing some of the jihadists that were in there that were trying to do harm to Israel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I get excited about that, because there's coming a day, in my most humble opinion, that a missile lobbed out of Iran or some other area surrounding Israel, I believe it will be out of Iran, will be off course and will level the Temple Mount. I believe the El-Aqsa Mosque is on God's future calendar to be wiped completely off the face of the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, based on what I understand in the scripture, there will be a third temple built. Ezekiel chapter 40 and following outlines the blueprints that God has already given us for the coming new temple that will be built on that Temple Mount. It will not be built beside the El-Aqsa Mosque. It will not be built on some other location. It will be built on the foundation that was there for the first two temples in history past. I believe that's where we're headed. But in the interim, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the battle that's taking place. We're watching the wicked, evil attacks on the nation of Israel. I'm looking at one headline. Attacks in the West Bank, Tel Aviv, as tensions remain high following Israeli strikes. Dated April 8, 2023. Separate attacks in the West Bank and Tel Aviv killed three people on Friday after Israel struck Palestinian militant targets in southern Lebanon and Gaza. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause. They've had missiles lobbed out of Gaza. They've had missiles lobbed from Lebanon into Israel. Right at this very moment, the Iron Dome, which is Israel's best defense mechanism, the Iron Dome's been able to neutralize the majority of the missiles as they're flying over to land and destroy Israeli families' homes and businesses and buildings. But ladies and gentlemen, some have hit targets, and some have destroyed some of the Israelis and their territories. But this article goes on to say, concluding 3 days of rising tensions in the region following police raids on the El-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The Israeli strikes came hours after dozens of rockets were fired from Lebanon into Israeli territory and attacked the Israeli military, blamed on Palestinian militants. The barrage from Lebanon was the largest since 2006 war between the two countries. Let me pause there, ladies and gentlemen. You have the missiles being lobbed out of Lebanon. That is generally probably would be coming out of Lebanon, but carried out by Iran. You have missiles and grenades being lobbed out of Gaza, most likely coming out of Iran. And right now, if I can just put this little parenthetical footnote in place. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is understood even by the U.S. State Department that Iran either already has or they're within, I laugh at it every time, they're saying it could be as few as 12 days before Iran has nuclear devices that they would be able to use to wipe Israel off the face of the map. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu and all of his apparatus of intelligence in Israel, they know this. They know where that is. And recently, in fact, as little as 3 weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu out of Israel said, we'll go any place, we'll do anything, take whatever steps are necessary to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon that will be to the harm and demise of Israel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the escalation of what the scripture says is very, very clear in relationship to the countdown to the final days. The scripture says in Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7, that we'll hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, that is anxious, worried, for all these things must, that's M-U-S-T, that means it is absolutely necessary to come to pass, but the end is not yet. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the final countdown. We're watching the clock's countdown before these final futile days of what we see taking place around the globe that is coming together all at one time, but they've been festering for time for months and months and years and years and years. Further in this article, it says, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has instructed the Israeli police to mobilize all border police units in reserve, and the IDF, that's Israeli Defense Forces, to mobilize additional forces in face of the terror attacks that are increasing. The Israeli military said it was on high alert, calling up an unspecified number of reservists amid what is described as very volatile times. Further in the article, it says the Lebanese Army Group, Hezbollah, by the way, Hezbollah is a tentacle out of Iran into Lebanon that controls parts of Lebanon, that's controlling the war from the north into Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, this article says the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah, which holds sway over southern Lebanon, has neither denied nor claimed responsibility for the attacks. But the powerful Iran-backed army group warned that hundreds of millions of Muslims, listen to this, hundreds of millions of Muslims were prepared to shed blood in response to the Israeli police raid at the El-Aqsa Mosque. Ladies and gentlemen, they used the El-Aqsa Mosque as the trigger point, as the fringe element, as the firing point, as the match being lit that brings about what we see happening. Ladies and gentlemen, it emanated from the El-Aqsa Mosque. May I say that again? And I believe that's the focus point that the Islamic jihadists are using, and I believe that's the focus point that God has for what shall be the future events in the days before us with the wrap-up of this old world in preparation for the rapture of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to be snatched out of this old world. Ladies and gentlemen, this article reads further. Anger over police raids on the mosque. The exchange of fire comes as anger boils across the region over Israeli police raids at the El-Aqsa Mosque, one of the Islamic's holiest sites in Jerusalem on Wednesday, which drew widespread condemnation from Arab and Muslim world and sparked retaliatory rockets fired from Gaza into Israel. Thursday, some 34 rockets were launched into Israel from Lebanon. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, between Lebanon and Israel, Lebanon and Gaza, that is, there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rockets fired into Israel. God has protected them by the use of the Iron Dome that seeks out and neutralizes those rockets while still in the air before they hit the ground to destroy the Jewish families and Jewish homes, Jewish businesses, and taking Jewish lives. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear what is taking place. Let me read that for our edification. In Zechariah the 12th chapter, verse 2 and following, behold, God speaking, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I, that's God speaking, will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, all that burden themselves with it, that is with Jerusalem, shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that Russia has already involved itself in the affairs of Israel? Did you realize that Russia, Putin, has already put Israel on notice that they must give up some territory in order to prevent Russia from being involved in and coming against the nation of Israel? Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that in Ezekiel 38 and 39, the scripture is very, very clear that there's coming a day that Russia will galvanize with some five other nations, and they will come against the nation of Israel? In Ezekiel chapter 38, beginning with verse 1, I'll not take time to read it, but simply put, in the first five verses, ladies and gentlemen, in Ezekiel chapter 38, it talks about the five nations that will gather together and will be in league with the nation of Russia and will come against the nation of Israel. And it will cause a global war, World War III, that will then spread into what is ultimately called the Battle of Armageddon, that will wrap up this old world as we know it based on the authority of Scripture. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Feel free to call in, ask your questions, give your insight. What do you know about what is happening in Israel? Whose fault is it? Is it Israeli's fault, or is it the Islamic jihadists called the Palestinians? Who's at fault? If you read behind CNN News, if you read behind Google News, if you read behind Yahoo News, you find that they're saying that it's because of what the Israeli police have done that's caused this, that it is almost said by the liberal news media that it's Israeli's fault, Israel's fault, and therefore they should be shot at, should be fired upon, should have grenades against them. But in the 38th chapter of Ezekiel, ladies and gentlemen, it says these nations, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria will be involved in the war against Israel in the last days. We see Iran already involved. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that Turkey is already involved. We know that Germany will eventually be involved because right now Germany is becoming subservient to Russia because Germany will freeze to death without the Russian oil. Germany is hard put to do anything or say anything that will in any way be detrimental or against the nation of Russia. So we see Iran, Turkey, and Germany, and Libya, and Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, Syria has more military weaponry, tanks, and ships in the ports in Syria than in any other point around the world, with the exception of Russia itself. We're watching the buildup. We're watching the cataclysmic events being ready to take place across the nation and around the world. And I go back to that text in Zechariah 12. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone that is heavy, grievous, difficult for all people. All that burden themselves with it, speaking of Jerusalem, shall be cut into pieces, though all people of the earth be gathered together against it. We're witnessing that today, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is on the very fast track, I believe, based on the authority of Scripture, the fast track rushing toward the final countdown of God's prophetic calendar. Yet we see the Biden administration clueless. There's Biden in Ireland. Biden saying he's going back, retracing his family footsteps and family history. Ladies and gentlemen, he's clueless as to what's happening on a global basis. We're watching the stage being set for the third final world war on a global eschatological basis based on the authority of the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk further about what's happening in Israel. We're going to talk further about what's taking place in relationship to the alignment of nations and these nations coming together. We'll talk further today about the documents that's been released online of the highly classified Pentagon documents. Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn your dials. Right after the news, we're going to continue our study, our thoughts, our issue today of watching the final countdown. watching the final countdown. Hang in there. Don't tune you down. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.